Father, we thank you for these words to our Lord and Savior, Mashiach Yahushua. Tonight we're going to do a teaching on Christianity, making the invisible world visible, imitators of Christ. And so some other person said this, our job as the body of the Christ is to make the invisible Christ visible. And how do we do that? Well, one way, we can do this, you know, with the apparel that we wear. So I'm thinking about Christ, you know, but he was walking the earth. Did he look like a Hebrew? Yeah, did he dress like a Hebrew? Was he distinguished from the Gentiles and from the Romans? Yeah, absolutely he was. And if we're not distinguishing that way from the rest of the world, we are not being well pleasing. We're not imitating Christ. If I can't look at somebody and say, well, this is a Christian, unless they notify to me that they are a Christian. And I say many times people are afraid of that because the job is they don't want to stand out for Christ. They'll stand out for a football team. They'll stand out with Nike, a check mark on their shirt. They'll stand out with all sorts of things written, you know, that the world endorses, but they will not identify themselves as a Christian. I think sometimes in that particular case, because they don't want to walk a Christian walk. And so if you have Christian attire on, then people are expecting you to be at a higher standard. Tippers, you know, if you're at a restaurant, you better tip good. And I know my daughter used to work at restaurants. She said many times the pastors and the Christians were the worst tippers there are. So you wouldn't want to identify yourself as a Christian because it's a slap to Christ. To say, if these are Christians, I don't want to do it because they don't, they don't tip well. And we don't want that to happen. There was a song in my generation, you will know we are Christians by our love, you will know we are Christians by our love, and that's not the case. You know, because what their love is they're talking about is, you know, the hippie kind of love. The hippie kind of love is if somebody takes something from you, you just let them. If somebody tries to imprison you, you just let them because peace, man, peace. No. The love we're talking about is the word of Yahweh. Whatever Yahweh says, that's what we do. Yahweh's word was the flood. That was Yahweh's love. Yahweh destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around it. That's Yahweh's love. That's evil. The Amalekites, you know, I think of he didn't, you know, Yahweh through Samuel, the prophet said, destroy the Amalekites, all of them. And he didn't. He brought back the leader and said, I've got the leader for you. And so Samuel the prophet gave him a hug. He says, as you have made women barren, I'm going to make your mother barren and kill the guy because that's what Yahweh told him to do. That you will know we are Christians by our obedience. That's what this is. You will know you are Christians by our obedience because we can hug a homosexual who quotes to be a Christian and never repent. That is not what Yahweh says. That is not Christianity. So, let me see here. And so, you know, our clothing, our cars, you can have bumper stickers put on the glass. You don't have to put them on your frame. And to identify a verse, put a verse on your car. We have in Kansas, in God we trust. That says something. I just saw a scripture on the bottom of it. Automobile garage who fixed cars and it had Matthew such and such on the bottom of it. Well, that signaled to me. I can't look at a car and say that's a Christian. I can't look at a truck and say that's a Christian driving it. But once I see that with women on their necklaces, men can have big necklaces.
And crosses on their necklaces.
Crosses on their neck. And it's identifying, I am a Christian. And now you have football players in the United States who have a cross right underneath their eye on their eye, their black eye. And it tells you right up, they're proud to be a Christian. And by looking at that, I applaud that. So the person who's not going to do that, you're not pleasing Christ. You're a coward is what it comes down to. Well, I don't have to. I mean, Joyce Meyer is saying, I don't have to put anything on my car. Just the way I live my life, people will know I'm a Christian. baloney. You know, you got Hindus and everybody else who are all peaceful and loving and things like that, but they reject Christ. They reject Yahweh. You know, so no, that's nonsense. And what you're wanting to do is you don't want the attention. You don't want to make the stand for whatever reason that is.
Because you may be doing something wrong.
Well, yeah, you have no idea to say you're a Christian leader and you want to identify yourself as a Christian. You know, so here's another way, too. If you see your pastor or your church is out in the public, not at church, is he wearing any Christian attire? Does his car have any Christian symbols on it? And I've seen him and no. You would know them from anybody. And I thought, isn't that a sad, sad state? You're supposed to be the shepherd leading the flock, and what you're doing is you're leading the flock. Don't identify yourself as a Christian. I'm going to dress like everybody else dress. All right?
Not like the priests in the
Catholic. Yeah, yeah. So at least with a Catholic priest, you know, with nuns, you could say they're a nun or a priest or a black, and you know they're a Christian. They're Catholic, yeah. And so, okay, that's good, because you know what they are. If somebody needed a pastor or a Christian at some particular time, you know, if some emergency happens, they can call them, right? Come over here and pray for this person or do something like that. So we got to show up. And so we know about show us the Father. And so when people saw Yahushua, they saw the Father. So he made the invisible Yahweh visible. And that's in John 14:8. So we'll go there. And we know that was, I think it was Philip. It says, show us the Father. 8 through 11. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and suffices us. Yahushua said unto him, so long a time as this have I been with you, and thou hast not come to know me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. So we should be able to say, in the majority of our life, he that has seen me has seen Christ, my head. And if you can't say that, well, I'm a sinner, we're going to blow it, and you repent, but that's still the same image. Being imitators, as we're going to see, being imitators of Christ. He that has seen me has seen the Father. How art thou saying, show us the Father? Believest not that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? Is Yahweh inside of me? Yeah, Yahweh is in Christ, and Christ is in me. And the Father in me, the things which I am saying unto you, for myself I speak not. If I speak the word, I'm speaking the words of the Father, if I'm telling scriptures. But the Father within me abiding doeth his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me. That's all we got to say too. Or else, on account of the works of themselves, believe ye. Go to 1 Corinthians 10. Imitators. And we're going to see the word imitators. In other translations say follower. And a follower is not an imitator. The word imitate. So 1 Corinthians 10, 31. And the word imitator is Strong's number 3402, which is M-I-M-E-T-E-S, was supposedly pronounced mimectus. And this is where we get the word mimic. So the word mimic comes from this word, is to imitate. Other translations will say, become you followers of me. No, we're not just followers, we're imitating you. There's a big difference of following somebody.
Did you say 10:31?
11 verse 31.
11 1.
1 Corinthians 11, 30, 11.
11 1, I think.
Yeah, 11 1.
Oh, 11
1. I'm sorry, yeah, I said 31. It's 11 1. And we're going to read that to 11 1. Become imitators of me as even I also am of Christ. Now I praise you that in all things you have me in remembrance, and even as I delivered unto you the instructions you hold them fast, but I wish you to know that the head of every man, and this should really be husband, the head, you know, and that's the same Greek word, The head of every husband is the Christ, and the head of the wife is the husband. And the head of Christ is who?
Yahweh.
So here it comes down, Yahweh. Christ imitates Yahweh. We imitate Christ, which is imitating Yahweh. And that also shows you, that, there's no Trinity. It's just garbage. You know, does Christ have a God? Yes. Does he have a head? Yes, he does. Does Yahweh have a head? No. Does Yahweh have a God? No. I mean, is there any other discussion? Is the Holy Spirit anywhere in this? No. So what they've come up is, this pollution in the Word of three gods and one person. I was going to tell one person that's not the teaching, but I thought man has always coveted gods, especially gods that he can see. And so when Aaron was down below the mountain, and they said, "Make for us gods," and Aaron did that. And to the same thing today, make for us gods. Jeroboam made two gods. There's, it's called the sins of Jeroboam. And now we've got God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. No scripture on that. God the Father, yes, but none of the other stuff. It's just made for us gods that we can see. That's not the subject. Now we go to Ephesians 5 to be imitators. But we've got to open our eyes just to common sense. And because somebody repeats a lie over and over and over again, does not mean it's true. And if the masses repeat the lie, like the Germans about the Jews, that lie was repeated over and over and over again. Does it make it true? Absolutely not. Is it on the newspapers? Yes. Is it on TVs? Yes. It's Satan's technique of repeating the same lie over and over again until you just, as sheep, just follow line along and agree with them, even though it makes no sense whatsoever. Were there cavemen? No, there wasn't cavemen. We've been taught that from school. Yahweh created man, and Adam and Eve were perfect. All right? So, blah, 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 yeah, blah, blah, blah. Ephesians 5, 1. Great illustration. Become ye therefore, this is going to say, we are Christians by our love. No. We are Christians by our obedience. And it's going to show you what to do. And you're going to do Ephesians 5 right here. Become ye therefore imitators of Yahweh as children beloved and walk in love. And we're going to they're going to define what love is. Even as Christ also loved you and delivered himself up in your behalf and offering his sacrifice unto Yahweh for a fragrance of sweet smell. And what is this love? But fornication and all impurity or covetous that have not been named among you, even as become a saint. That's part of the followers of love.
Imitation.
And shamelessness and foolish talking or jesting with things that are beneath you, but rather giving your thanks. That is love. But this if you take note, that no fornicator or impure or greedy person who is an idolater hath any inheritance in the kingdom of the Christ and God. There's not the Spirit, the Christ, and God. There's not three persons here. Okay, well, that's not very kind. Let no one be deceiving you with empty words, for because of these things is coming the anger of Yahweh. Well, that's not very good. I don't like anger. You can have anger with love? Yes, because we're supposed to be imitators of Yahweh as children beloved and walk in love. Anger of God is upon the sons of obstinance. Do not then become co-partners with them. Okay, well, I thought we were supposed to hug everybody. For ye were at one time darkness, but now are you light in the Lord, as children of light be walking. For the fruit of light is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. There's the love. Putting to the test what is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Okay. And be not joined in fellowship in the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather be even ministering reproof. Oh, no. I'm supposed to tell somebody they're wrong? Yes. That is love. And I tell you that, when I talk about the Trinity, that's a lie. The Trinity is an absolute lie. All right? And that's reproof if you believe it. And you need to be go back to the scriptures and say, that doesn't happen here. It doesn't exist here. And so even though it's been repeated, search the scriptures. For the secret things which are brought to pass by them, it is shameful even to speak. All things, however, when reproved by the light, become manifest. Oh, reproved again. Wow.
By light.
By light become manifest. For all that of itself make manifest is light. Worth, you know, so shine your light by doing the work. You know, we ask one person, you know, or anybody, is your pastor like Moses or is it like Aaron? And most people are going to say what?
They're going to say Moses.
No, they're going to say Aaron. Because Aaron pleases them and compliments them.
No, they're not going to say that.
But they're not going to do it because Moses, when he came down the mountain, what did he do? He destroyed their gods that they made. And he killed thousands and thousands of people from his congregation were put to death. You know? And so most people are going to say, now the truth, you know, this is the truth. This is the truth. And he was Yahweh's ambassador fulfilling Yahweh's word. The Apostle Paul, would you rather be under, you know, I was trying to think, you know, anybody but the Apostle Paul. Because he's going to shoot you straight. He's going to tell you exactly what to do, and that's wrong. Well, that hurts my feelings.
Like the king.
No, you guys,
isn't there a prophet here that'll tell me something?
Yeah. Yeah, can I find a prophet that's going to, you know, and parishioners and all of my clan around me, my support staff, to say, you are always right, Pastor. Yes. 13. All things, however, when reproved by the light, become manifest, but all that of itself make manifest is light. Wherefore it saith, up, thou sleeper, and rise from among the dead, or awake from among the dead, and the Christ will shine upon you. Be taking heed, therefore, exactly how you are walking, not as unwise, but as wise. Bind after yourself the opportunity, because the days are evil. For this cause, do not become foolish, but have discernment as to what is the will of Yahweh. And we look here, and be not getting drunk with wine. Let me just show you, we're in the United States right now, too.
I'm doing that tonight.
Well, you know, we're in the United States, and I would say the majority of the pastors will not condemn the Democrat Party. We have two parties, the Republican Party and the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party stands for sodomy, abortion, coveting, stealing from the rich. All right, so here's a shepherd. And so here's a shepherd, and they have two pools of water that sheep are coming down to. One has arsenic in it.
Poison.
Mercury in the water. And here's one that's spring-fed. And what's the shepherd going to do? He's going to keep them away from the bad water. And he's going to say, bad water, don't drink here. They will not do that to their congregation. And so what I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to let the sheep drink from either one they want. Is that a shepherd?
No,
that's a hireling. That's a hireling for his own benefit so he can get back what he wants. But that's ours today in the majority of all cases. The only way, if your pastor will not identify as Republican and condemn the Democrat Party, he is a hireling.
Hireling?
Hireling. And so remember, Christ said, I'm the good shepherd. When the wolf comes, the hireling flees because they're not their sheep. And so they run away. And that's the same way with most pastors today. They're not going to be imitators of Christ because if I tell people the truth, they might not like me and they might not come back to my service. And so I'm going to tell them what they like, or maybe not what they like, but I'm not going to condemn what they do because then they might not come back and give tithes or whatever, for whatever reason. 18. And be not getting drunk with wine, which is in dissolution, but being filled in spirit, speaking to yourself with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and striking the strings with your heart unto the Lord, giving thanks always for all things in the name of our Lord Yahushua Mashiach unto your God and Father. Okay. Here's just an example. In Nazi Germany, in World War II, 54% of the population were Protestants. 41% were Catholics. So 95% of the Germans in Nazi Germany were Christians. I think 2% were atheists. Did they do anything? No. They enabled World War II to come about because of their silence, and that is the Protestant Catholics. Who were the only one that stood out? Jehovah's Witnesses. Jehovah's Witnesses refused to perform military service. They were the first Christian denomination to be banned by the Nazi Germany. The Catholics were not banned. The Lutherans were not banned. So just think of what this says about ours today. Mm-hmm. Ours will not be banned from the Democrat Party because you're not going to say anything. Just don't say anything. You do your church, don't speak about our business. And we won't speak about your business. And today's the Democrats, today Christian Democrats, voted for Biden. 52% voted for sodomy, abortion, stealing. That's a Democrat Party. 52% of Catholics did. 80% of evangelical Christians voted against it. They voted for Republicans, which is good. Now, evangelical Protestants, not the regular Protestants, but evangelical. So 18% or 20% did vote for Democrats. 68% of the Jews voted for the Democrat, the Biden, for abortion, sodomy, and they're the ones who are destroying the Jews right today. So if we look at headship, we saw that, and let me see here, we got that. Here's the Christ. Let's go to Acts 9. Oh, wait a minute here. Yeah, we know back in 11 it says, be imitators of me as I am of Christ. So we're supposed to imitate the Apostle Paul, Saul. So Acts 9:20, we're going to see some things. You know, I just talked to a person today, and I was just shocked him. But you tell him the truth that the dead are not in heaven. You know, death does not reunite us with Jesus. And if you teach that doctrine, then death, life is our enemy, and death is our friend. Yeah. Because when somebody gets sick, we should not pray for them to be well, because that would keep them from Jesus. And so we should rejoice on everybody dying because they get to be with Jesus. Now, how demonic is this teaching in the Christian church, which is there today? Now, everybody will fight to death to not go to see Jesus. They'll take penicillin. They'll take, you know, surgery, like I will too. I don't want to die. And so they'll say, I'm going to see Jesus, but why are you resisting to see Jesus? You know, don't take drugs. You know, if you have a heart attack, don't take medications. Just die, and you'll be with Jesus. You know, I mean, really? Let's see here. Yeah, Acts 9:20. So let's look at, here's an example of Paul. And he was converted on the road to Damascus. And straightway in the synagogue, he was supposed to be imitators of Paul. And straightway in the synagogue, he began proclaiming Yahushua that this is God the Son. No, he didn't say that. He said the Son of God, the Son of Yahweh. And all who were hearing were astonished and began to say, is not this he who destroyed in Jerusalem, then there invoked the name, and here for this purpose had come in order that he might lead them bound into the high priest? But Saul was the more gaining power and was confronting the Jews who dwelt in Damascus, showing by comparison that this is the Mashiach, Messiah. Now, when a considerable number of days were being fulfilled, the Jews took counsel to kill him. Oh, has anybody tried to kill you lately? Maybe you're not speaking enough. You know, if you don't have any enemies, I mean, if you have enemies, good. All right, the people who don't have enemies are not... they're not making a stand on righteousness. But yeah, okay, that's a really good sign. You know, they had to lay him outside the wall in a basket. He was so good. And I thought, well, wait a minute, weren't other Christians in this community? They weren't speaking up like Paul was. Because they tried to get on Paul. In 21, chapter 21, verse 31...
Yeah,
We're supposed to be imitators of Paul, huh? Was he speaking the truth in love? Yes, he was.
Did you say go to 31?
Yeah, 21:31. Acts. When also they were seeking to slay him, they were carried up information unto the captain of the band, and all the Jews were in confusion. And so he was in the temple, and they're willing to slay him because of not, you know, they don't know my, they know we are Christians by our love, No, he is speaking the truth.
He's just sing that all the time.
Yeah, I know. It's very nice, and it's so nice, and it's so uneventual. There's no persecution with this song whatsoever. They'll hate you. Whoa! No, we're lovers. Nobody hates us because we don't make a stand. Jesus loves you. Give him a flower. All right. And now we go to 26:21. Here's Paul again, Saul. Because of these things, Jews seized me in the temple and were attempting to slay me with their own hands. So as you know, 2 Corinthians 11, we're going to see, which we all know about this, the life potential life of a Christian. And who were his enemies? It was the religious people were his enemies. The Hebrews. Ibris. It's not Hebrew. Actually, the word is Ibri. Abram was an Ibri, not a Hebrew. The word Hebrew is really a Greek word for Ibri, which it's Ibri. But look at 21 of chapter 11. By way of disparagement, am I speaking as though we have been weak? Let's get the context first. 13. Go above 13. For such as these are false apostles, deceitful workers, transfiguring themselves into apostles of Satan. No, they're not apostles of Satan. They're apostles of who?
Christ.
Satan, as an imposter of Christ, where is he going to be? In what building?
In the church.
The church. He's going to be right there in the heart of the church. All right? False apostles. And no more, for Satan himself does transfigure himself into a minister of darkness.
Messenger.
A messenger of darkness. No, it's a messenger of light. No great thing, therefore, if his ministers also, his workers, are transfiguring themselves as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. This is his combat. So Paul is going against these people. All right, and they're comparing themselves and saying, well, these guys are apostles. No, they're not apostles. I'm going to show you who an apostle is. I'm an apostle. I am one sent. These people are from Satan, Satan. They're right in your church.
They didn't like that.
As it is today. 22. Hebrew are they? I also. Israelites are they? I also. Seed of Abraham are they? I also. Ministers of Christ are they? As one deranged I am talking, I above measure. In toil superabundantly, in prison superabundantly, in stripes to excess, in deaths often. From Jews 5 times 40, save one, have I received. Thrice have I been beaten with rods. Once I have been stoned. Thrice have I been shipwrecked. A day and night in deep have I spent. In journeying often, in perils of rivers, in perils of rocks. Oh, imitators of Paul. Wow. Except be imitators of me. Okay. Is that going upstream or downstream?
Up.
Yeah, upstream. And we know, you keep going, it's on and on, but we know in 2 Timothy 1:15, well, you've got a big church. How'd that work out for you, Paul? In 15. 1 Timothy 1:15. He's telling to Timothy, knowest thou this? That all they who are in Asia have turned away from me.
You in 2 Timothy or 1st?
Yeah, 2 Timothy, I'm sorry, 1, did I say 1st? 2 Timothy 1:15. All they who are in Asia have turned away from me. So that is Ephesus, that is Colossae, that is Galatia. All these church epistles that he wrote have turned from him. Well, that doesn't look like a very successful business. He was imitators of Christ, who was imitators of Yahweh. How did Christ do? Not very well in Jerusalem. They murdered him. Now we know in 4:3, and he warns Timothy. This is for everybody today. For there will be a season when the healthful teachings they will not endure. Do people want to get rid of the Trinity? Absolutely not. You are a heretic unless you confess the Nicene Creed. And it's not the Nicene, it's actually the Constantinople Creed. I had a pastor say that. And it's interesting because in 1 Galatians 1:6 it says, if you add anything to this word, you are accursed. Not one place in the scriptures does it bring in God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. No. Three persons in one God, the God-man. All these things are accursed, but they are the foundation of Christendom today. And that is, those are not sound teachings. This is what they did. They will, with healthful teachings, they will not endure. But according to their own covetings, just like with Aaron, the prophet Aaron, their own covetings make for us gods, willing to themselves heap up teachers. Aaron became a teacher. And because they have an itching ear, have turned, and from the truth indeed their ear will they turn away, while unto stories they will turn themselves aside to. Absolutely. When you die, you go to heaven. There's actually three gods. You can see Jesus. I know it says, have no images of God, of Yahweh, but I'm going to have an image. Because Jesus is my God, and that's my image, and I can have a statue in my house and everything else, because now he's a God. And I can have an image of the Holy Spirit, because it's a God. And I have images of Mary, because she's the mother of God. And I can pray to Mary, because she's my mediator to God. Well, where is that? Nowhere. Because Mary's alive, because she never died. She just got the what they call the Assumption. Yeah, she was so pure, she just rose up into heaven. Never died. I don't know if you know Catholicism, but that's what they teach. Also, that Mary never had sexual intercourse. So she had no, you know, she only had Christ, which was the Immaculate Conception, Yahushua, and no brothers and sisters, which is a lie also. You know, so you know that this is all taught, and you have billions of Catholics right along with that, because they teach it. And so Protestants are no better, you know, when you get into the same kind of garbage that's not in the scriptures.
See verse 5.
Let's see here. Do the work of the evangelist, that ministry completely fulfilled. That's with us.
That's where hardship.
We're going to do that. Manifesting spirit, another manifestation. This is back into showing the invisible world into becoming visible. And so we have Holy Ruach HaKodesh, Holy Spirit, or Holy Breath. That's the word breath is with the word spirit, expiritus, sanctus. And in Acts 2, they saw the manifestation of Ruach. They spoke in tongues. In Acts 10, they spoke in tongues in the house of Cornelius. It was the outward manifestation of the living Yahweh that abided in them. In Acts 19, they spoke in tongues and prophesied. It was the manifestation. So he was given us a Ruach to let it out and let the world see the invisible world. So when you give somebody a prophecy or tongues of interpretation, they can go ahead and hit the issues of their heart, and they know of a truth that you didn't know this information, and Yahweh just actually talked to them.
You showed them the Father.
Showing them the Father. And that's 1 Corinthians 14, 1 and 5. Do the Protestants do that? No. Let's just go to 1 Corinthians 14. No. Why does Satan want to do it? No, he doesn't want them to manifest spirits. And so they have said, you are our leader, Satan. We're not going to call you Satan. We're going to call you the church fathers. All right? And do with the church fathers, because they didn't do it, so we're not going to do it. And so here's what the scriptures say. Be imitators of me as I am of Christ. Here's what Christ is telling us. Yahweh is telling us. Pursue love. Nevertheless, be envious of the spiritual. The gifts is not in the text. It's pneumaticos. And rather that you may be what? Prophesying. Are you prophesying? Well, you're going to be asked that question with all of us. Are you going to be prophesying? If you're not prophesying, we can show you how to prophesy. But that is the will of our Father. That's manifesting the Spirit, which is 1 Corinthians 12. And he that speaketh with a tongue, not unto men does speak, but unto Yahweh. Do you speak in tongues? You want to speak unto Yahweh? No, I'm not going to speak in tongues. Wow. Now think of it. Who wants this not to be done more than anybody else? Satan, our enemy. The persons who appeared as ministers of righteousness. And they have said it went out with the apostles. And where is that? How can you be telling somebody to do something, all right, when they can't do it? And no one understands, although in the spirit he is speaking sacred secrets, but he that prophesieth unto men to speak edification, exhortation, and comfort. He that speaketh with the tongue buildeth up himself, whereas he that prophesieth buildeth up the assembly. Oh, I don't want to build up the church, the assembly. So how many in your church are prophesying every meeting? No, they're not. 1 Corinthians 14:39-40, the end of this chapter. So then, my brethren, be zealous to prophesy. Is that an option? No. Do not forbid to be speaking with tongues, but let all things be in comeliness by arrangement being done. You will know we are Christians by our obedience. The invisible that abides within us, this word also is alive, and by us doing it, there's the invisible world that is selling it. And with all of us, as you can see, any person that has brought people to this word is generally an individual. And I've noticed people in my life, and I want to be like them. I wanted what they had. And why? Because they were manifesting the invisible world. And I was living in the in a world that it was dark. So it's been dark. I don't want to stay in this. I see people in bars and taking drugs and stealing money and fornicating. And this is all darkness. I want this person who has a song in their, and they have a purpose and they know what everything's about. And they're not deceived and they're trying to help people like a missionary. Who else would surrender their life to go give up all the amenities of an organized society to go into live in the jungle and be bitten by mosquitoes and have malaria? You know, this was like Robert Livingstone. You know, I mean, just amazing missionary, but that he was the image of the invisible God. And so we also can become the image of the visible Yahweh, which is the image of Christ, which is also the Apostle Paul. So we'll go ahead and end there. And hear from our Heavenly Father of Ruach HaKodesh as a prophesying. Well, Father, we thank you for these words. Rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Mercy and abundance and grace is poured out upon you through my words, through my Son who died and died for you to pay the price for your redemption, who redeemed you and brought you up to the high places to be seated with me. So at all times, keep your eyes fastened upon my words and my actions through my Son, in order that you may bring people to me and bring the deliverance that you have that also can be shared by others. Amen. See you next week.